welcome to a special live edition of the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Join us today as we celebrate the voice of the Prophets Network. Our special guest today is Pastor Joe Campbell of Morningside Church, with special messages from Philip Cameron and Bishop Rick Renner. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Subaker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue. Welcome, everyone, to our live broadcast. This is one of the first live broadcasts from Morningside.
Yes, so exciting.
And this is going out to all of our prophet network.
Yeah, that's right.
The voice of the prophets.
Yeah.
We want to welcome you to this network. This is a very special program to try to keep it on the air.
Right.
The voice of the prophets.
Right.
We've got a banner across the front of the stage here. I don't know if you can see it down there or not. But it says the voice of the prophets telethon.
Right.
And that is to keep this network on the air. And right now we're fighting for the life of this brand new baby network. It's only 2 years old.
Amen.
And it's almost full grown.
Wow.
But it needs a few more months to make it. And we're going to make it. Amen. The Lord said, surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealed his secrets unto his servants, the prophets.
That's right.
And I didn't realize, Mondo, you were talking to me the other day about the voice of the prophets literature in the books and then in the church. And then I was finding out that they were having a hard time. Some of the prophets, where people didn't want the prophets.
They're not being welcome as we thought they were, and yet here we have the Voice of the Prophets Network that has become the headquarters. And yesterday we had a special guest in the green room, the head of the prophetic movement and literature.
That's right.
And I was sharing the vision of you had, and he said, you tell Maricela to call me because I want to be a part of what's happening right now.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you something.
I'm going to prophesy. Can I prophesy to start this? There's going to be coming together.
Yeah.
There's going to come together prophets. There's going to come together the written word and the spoken word. Amen. We're coming together to form a mighty army in the last day.
Lord. Amen.
And you're here today and we didn't even tell the folks to come, and we haven't even have an audience in the studio here today, because you must have looked out the windows and said, I'm going on down, and here they are. But Pastor Joe Campbell, our pastor, is here as our special guest.
We love Pastor Joe, his family, the best.
In 1998, Lori, do you remember that day?
I remember this moment very well, because we were just married just a few months. And we met and married in 7 weeks. So we had a lot to share with each other, if you know what I mean. I knew more about his life. He didn't know that much about mine. But we were sharing quick. And one day we were in the Dream Center living in a little, you know, one room hospital.
The former hospital rooms. Yeah.
On 101.
But we had a bathroom.
Yeah, we did have a bathroom. It was great. And the two of us. But we were making our bed one day. You're on one side. I'm on the other. And all of a sudden you stop as we're pulling up the comforter and you said, Lori, we are to build a platform for the prophets.
Yes.
Amen.
And I said, okay. Now, I had no idea what that meant. None. I didn't even know what he's talking about. I didn't know what a network was. I didn't know what prophets were. I was just, I just said, yes. Amen. And then we just kept on making our bed and we just went on with outreach and going into the highways and the byways and bringing in people, and the rest is history. Now,
the Lord spoke to me in the prison years, which, you know, people think the prison is God's judgment on you. But if you look in the Bible, Pastor, shouldn't we read the Bible to find out what's going on?
Absolutely.
Because everybody in prison was blessed of God.
Yes.
So I learned the revelation in prison, the book of the Revelation. I studied the whole Bible in prison, but that was my graduate school.
Right. I love it.
Was prison.
I love it. Better than any college.
Oh, my. Oh, my. But there in the prison, God spoke to me that I would build a new network, and I didn't even think I'd ever go on TV again.
Wow.
And God said, I want you to build a network for the prophets. I want you to bring out the unknown prophets.
Yeah. Right.
I want you to find, and we're finding them.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
Oh, yes. Amazing. Yes.
My Lord, last week we brought on the air from Australia.
Yeah.
We brought Pastor Steve Ciccolotti.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he overwhelmed me.
Yes.
Did you hear him?
No, I didn't.
You've got to have him in the church.
I'd love to have him.
We're trying to get him to come.
I heard all about it.
And spend a week.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I'm just pray we'll pack this place out because he has a true prophetic voice.
Amen.
And he's warning that even by the end of this year, some of the countries will be closed. There's it's happening so fast. But we want to spread the good news of the gospel around the world.
Yes.
Lori?
Yes.
Remember when I was in bed with a stroke?
Yes.
And Nena came to see me.
That's
She's COO.
Yes.
This little girl from from the ghetto, as we call it, inner city. And she was, how old was she when you met her?
10 months old when I came
in diapers.
That's right.
And now she's COO, and she comes and she said, Dad, do you still want to go ahead with the Voice of the Prophets Network? Here I'm in the bed with a stroke. And I said, well, yes.
Wow.
I didn't say it quite that strong, but I said, yes. And so we signed the paper. She signed the papers right there with me. And we started the network.
Amen.
And the network's been on the air for 2 years.
Amen.
It's almost it's almost full as far as sold out.
I love it.
But and it's something that is so special. And right now, and I know some of you are saying, what are you doing today? Well, this is a time we're at a point of crisis. And we're either going to keep the network on the air or the whole new network has to go away. Mm-hmm. And I'm believing God. I've never seen God, you know, take something that's in ministry and not duplicate it.
Right, Amen. Right.
And even when I went to prison, the only reason I stopped was they put me in prison.
Right.
But when I got out of prison, I'm back.
Amen.
Amen.
And, as long as I'm alive.
Come on.
Yes.
Tammy still looks at me. She knows I got a big mouth.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think when I die, my mouth's going to keep moving. I've talked and preached my whole life, Pastor.
I love it.
Amen.
But greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Father.
We have a message for the end time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the bottom line is...
And I went to the school, really, of the prophets, which was prison.
Yes, yes.
And learned the revelation.
Everything.
I didn't know the revelation that well, but boy, they say I'm an expert in revelation. Everybody, I read people write stuff about me and say, he's an expert in the book of Revelation. I thought, oh, my Lord, I can't be an expert. But I know it backwards and forward because I've lived in it and lived in it and lived in it, and it's happening now, people.
Yes,
and that's why we've got to keep this network on the air.
Absolutely, yes.
This platform of this network is a launching pad for the prophets to be heard.
Yep.
Mondo, in America, give me the stations that carry the voice of the prophets. And these are commercial networks all over America. And this is the network that we're fighting for right now. And we need a miracle. And I'm believing, God, that there's going to be some people that are going to be heritage partners, heritage givers, that want to give a heritage offering today.
Amen.
Absolutely.
I brought a heritage offering myself because God has told me for weeks to do this.
Yeah. Amen.
So I'm doing it today. I have my offering. And my offering is $1,000 to keep this network on the air.
Yes.
Amen. Wow.
And if we don't do something, this network will have to go away. You've got to pay your bills in these days.
Yes. That's right.
But we can do it. This week, we need $1 million. We need $4 million to keep everything smooth again. And we're going to believe God during this special telethon, we're going to see a $4 million telethon.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
One of the things I get reminded.
I've seen $50 million weekends.
Wow. Listen, I think you're right on track, because all it's going to take is 4,000 people watching
Amen.
Right now that can be moved by God to give $1,000 right now to help this network. I got a word for you, 2 Timothy. This is for all of us. But you, that's you and I, must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. This is 2 Timothy encouraging us for this hour.
Yes.
You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you.
Yes.
And we are being taught revelation messages like never before.
That's right. Yeah,
Pastor
amazing.
Steve Chicalante, one of the great prophets of this hour, taught a few days ago about the hour that we're in right now. And listen, if you're watching this network in Arkansas, to be precise, Jonesboro, Little Rock, they're neighbors. So I got to mention Arkansas. We love people from Arkansas.
Yes.
Your one of your homes, people love going there. Palm Springs, my home, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Denver, Washington, Miami, Naples, Orlando, Florida, Sarasota, St. Petersburg, Tallahassee, Tampa's watching the PTL network,
Amen.
West Palm Beach, Atlanta, Georgia, it's not too far from North Carolina, Illinois, Baltimore, Salisbury. Listen to this. Even Boston gets
Amen.
The PTL network.
Thank you, Lord.
And I got a call from Joel Richardson. He's over there in Boston right now watching the PTL network.
Amen.
New Bedford, Massachusetts. Detroit, Michigan. You're watching the network right now.
Oh, I love Detroit. My home state is Michigan.
You know Flint, Michigan?
Flint, I do.
Flint,
sure
Michigan
do.
Is watching. Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, my.
Lansing, Michigan. South Bend, Michigan. Toledo, Michigan. Minnesota. Minneapolis. Richland, Mississippi. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Come on. You
Amen.
Guys got a call right now.
Amen. Amen.
Albany, New York. Buffalo, New York. Elmira, New York. Enfield, New York.
Thank
New York
Lord.
City is
wow.
watching. Troy, New York. North Carolina. Come on, everybody, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Avery, North Carolina, Lexington, North Carolina. I don't even know how to pronounce this one, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
Watuwa, North Carolina. That was pretty close for a Spanish guy.
Yeah.
Right? Ohio. Otaga?
Watauga.
Yeah. Oh, I got to go to school.
Good,
Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, wow.
Birdsboro, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Heslington Town in Pennsylvania. I love people in Lancaster. I got a lot of friends in Lancaster.
Yeah.
Lebanon,
love
Pennsylvania.
Yep.
This one, Philadelphia. We got a lot of watches in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Pittsburgh, York, Pennsylvania. Providence, Rhode Island,
Amen.
South
wow.
Carolina. This is another one from South Carolina. I'm going to try
okay.
Aiken, South Carolina.
Yep.
Memphis,
good.
Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee.
Thank you,
Lord. Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City, Utah. You want me to keep going?
Yeah,
that's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
The gospel
wow.
is being preached.
I one
Amen.
Time wanted to read all the
Amen.
Cities. Yeah. Did you read them all?
Not all of them. Virgin Islands.
Oh.
St.
Oh,
Thomas
wow.
is watching.
Oh.
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Amen.
Lynchburg,
yeah.
Virginia.
Yeah.
Come on, Virginia.
Come on,
let's go.
We have two Virginians in the front row
Norfolk,
here in the studio.
Virginia.
Thank you, Lord.
Petersburg, Virginia.
Wow.
Portsmouth, Virginia.
Portsmouth.
Richmond. Yeah. Seattle, Tacoma, Washington, Charleston, West
wow.
Virginia.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo. Huntington,
Thank
West Virginia,
yeah.
Weston, West Virginia, Seattle, Washington,
wow.
Camp
wow.
Douglas, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and New Lisbon, Wisconsin.
Wow.
That's
just
wow. That's the Voice of the Prophets Network.
Amen.
People, this network was born
yes.
the week I had a stroke.
Yeah. Right, right.
You know,
back,
the devil
back,
wants to put you out.
That's yeah. right.
And who was it that called, the prophet called?
Cindy Jacobs.
Cindy Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
And knew I was having a stroke.
Yep, hours before.
And called.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And God talks to the prophets.
That's right.
Yes,
Amen.
They do.
But God let her know that I would not die.
Right.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
That's why we need to hear the voices of the prophets.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
We have them on the air. I don't know of another program, and I shouldn't brag, probably, but I'm going to brag a little bit about our network and Kimberly, who pokes all of our wonderful guests. Yes. We have the greatest guests in the world.
Yes.
It's really amazing.
If this network goes away, the voice of the prophets, and a lot of the prophets, in fact, I'm telling you, I'm still prophesying. The prophets are even going to come together more in a special way, and I believe the voices, the prophets, the written voice, the ministry voice, and the mission, we've got a job to do.
Yes.
But anyhow, we're here to be in the middle of what's happening.
Yes.
And it must not stop.
No.
Now, I brought a check, Pastor, for $1,000. I'm on Social Security, and this is from my Social Security. And the other day, the government came in, the IRS. I'll tell you what. The IRS, how many, Mondo, do you remember, how many did they appoint?
Over 88,000.
88,000 new IRS agents.
Wow.
And they want to pinpoint especially conservatives, Christians.
Right.
And Christians are givers.
Yes.
And so they go on and investigate all the time when you give, because they don't understand that, I guess.
They don't understand the principles of God.
That's right.
You know, when the Lord laid on my heart to give the $1,000.
You're going
to
give $1,000?
I'm giving $1,000. My wife is giving $1,000 because we need 4,000.
She's in the audience right here.
We need
I love Becky.
4,000 people to give $1,000.
And this week, today, we need 1,000 people.
Yes.
To give $1,000 just to keep
flying.
The network on the air. Right.
I believe God's going to take this. You know, I feel like we're
so
at
there's 2,000
Elijah moment. You know, watching the sea, and Lori and I was talking about this in the back. Mm-hmm. You know, when Elijah was so bold to pour those 12 barrels of water on that bull, knowing that God was going to do it.
Right.
He was bold enough because he wanted the people to see how mighty God is.
Yes.
Listen, it's time for us to stand up and be bold and realize that God's a mighty God.
Yes,
he does
he
the
is.
Work of impossibilities.
Yes,
and it's time to take back what the devil stole from us.
Amen.
So, this is it.
It's our time.
As you give into this network and for this telethon, and we don't do telethons. We haven't done a telethon in a long, long time. And so this is
we
kind
of... We ought to do one at least once a year.
This is exciting for me because this is my first time to go live in a long, long time.
I love it.
Thank you, Lord.
And I, my heart was beating fast because I just remember the old days that they would run the timbals.
I just wish we had the phones ringing in the background.
Well, they're there. They're ringing right now. If you just call me at 1-888-988-1588, the operators are there.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
In fact, I have any report from that? I can get some reports from that live pretty soon.
We used to have them ringing in the background, though.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember the old Bell telephones?
Someday when we get rich and famous, we're going to, we'll put phones back in so we can have them back behind me here. We have a prayer center here. In this building as well.
Amen.
So call me right now, 1-888-988-1588. We can even announce, and if you don't want your name, just say, don't name my name. But if you don't mind, I'd like to name your name.
Amen.
Because I'd like people to know.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
But I need, who will be the next $1,000? And today, if we had just 1,000 people would say, Jim, I'll do that. We can keep the wolf away from the door.
Amen.
And we didn't know what to do.
Right.
Somebody said, well, let's go live. I said, well, can we go live? And we're on right now live.
Amen.
The Voice of the Prophets Network.
Right.
All those places Mondo just read.
Yes.
We're broadcasting live right now. Amen.
I love it.
So we're giving everybody an opportunity to partner with this ministry.
That's right.
To keep the voice of the prophets, the platform that God told Jim, and then he spoke it to me 24 years ago, and we just said yes. And little did we know that we'd actually, I didn't know. Here it is. We get ministered to every you get ministered to every single day by the greatest men and women of God. It's kind of mind-blowing. We get so much. You just take it and take it. We get fed so much through this ministry. And so as we give, this is your opportunity to partner with this ministry. Yes.
Amen.
To keep these great men and women of God coming and speaking forth in a day when it's dark. It's going to get darker. Yeah. It's going to get darker.
Yeah. And we need voices.
And we need voices. And we have to stand strong as men and women of God and stand steady and not get caught up in the ways of the world. This is our opportunity to partner together as one in one accord in unity.
Yes, amen.
So here it is. We give, the platform is here. Mm-hmm. We give them to you. Here you go. Here you go.
Yes. Amen.
But we need help. You guys need to partner with us.
And you know, the Christians are looking for the word that God is speaking to the nations now.
Now.
Not
that's right.
10 years from now or 5 years ago.
Right now.
We need to know current events of
Absolutely.
What God is doing. And the stuff that you're putting on the networks now is now. It's today.
Amen.
It's current. Even with all the things you're talking about all over the nation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I watch that and I'm like, I didn't see that on the news.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking
That's
about
right.
it on the news, but you are because you bring the current events of everything all over the world and what's going on behind the
scenes.
And
you know,
and then we hear
events, you're bringing the news into this. This is, we do this every day. I'm doing it from home now for the partners. They have we have
PTL Club.
I think we're doing almost as much behind the scenes now as we are doing
on
the air.
For the PTL Club you're talking about.
Yes.
For those who join the PTL Club, then you get exclusive access to all kinds of behind the scenes.
You know, things that people may not have heard about.
Right.
That's right.
And, for instance, did you know that the CFO of Bed Bath & Beyond committed suicide jumping from the high-rise in New York?
Yes.
Because things are so bad, they're closing hundreds of their stores. Their finances are very, very bad. And he jumped off the building. Do you know what happened during the Great Depression?
Yep. Mm,
yes.
The business people jumped off the high-rise building.
Yeah. You remember in the 80s when the oil crunch hit?
Yeah.
People did that in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Wow.
They would check into a hotel room and jump out of the building.
And that's what's happening now. We're in the last days.
Yes, we are.
And it's not time to jump out of the window.
No, it's time to realize God has got this.
I want to build the network stronger.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And I need today 1,000 people to call me, 1-888-988-1588. I want you to call me right now and say, Jim, you can count me in. We're not going to let this network that's been built by the people.
Amen.
You folks built Lori's house.
Yeah.
Millions
Thank
of dollars.
You, Lord.
You built
that.
Yes.
It's paid for. It's sister. You built all these things. You built this network.
Yes.
You put the money into it to make it go. And now it's on the air.
Yes.
And to keep it on the air, we've got to have a miracle telethon.
Amen.
I don't know if we call it a miracle telethon, but we need a miracle.
Yeah.
We need a miracle. And with Jesus, we have miracles.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And so bring you all the tithe into the storehouse. Why? What's the storehouse?
Come on.
It's the church. It's the house of Jesus Christ. He said that there may be meat in mine house.
Mm. Yes.
You know, we store food here.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
believe in growing farm here.
Yeah.
Growing fields here. Our people that live here. Actually, we'll be planting next year and this year. But it's important you do these things. And people are coming. I believe Morningside, I believe this building will be sold out by Christmas.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
This
Come
building
on.
Here. It I really
to.
Do.
Yeah.
You know, we got, what, like 144 condos here?
Yes.
We need to sell them all.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're almost,
whatever's empty,
there are a lot of them
up.
Sold. Almost all of them are sold, I think. But there's still some available, and you can have them painted the way you want and fixed up. But this is where people, what did he call that
Goshen.
City? The
Goshen.
City of Goshen?
Yes.
I love that name.
Yes.
Love it.
Goshen.
And you know, people are looking
this
for
is
places
our Goshen.
To move.
Yeah.
That is a safe place.
That's right.
This is a safe place.
That's right.
They need to, and people are selling their homes in these big cities and getting out of
there, sure
and they're moving
are.
To the country. You can't get any more country than this.
That's right.
And we're a bunch of hillbillies.
Oh, yeah.
They need to come and join us.
Hillbilly, Pastor John.
Yeah, well, pack up and move down here. Come
I'll tell you, our condos here, we own a few of the condos because we just have them. Right. We have them for our guests and all. But
Monticello?
Nina, you just sold one of our condos this week because somebody wanted it.
That's right.
So they bought it.
Amen.
And they're moving in.
Yes.
Amen.
And it's happening all the time.
I love seeing new families.
And
Amen.
So he says, bring the tithe into the storehouse. And so it is important to give. It's important to give 10%.
Yes.
But some people can give a lot more than that.
Right.
And we need you. And some of you maybe get caught up today and say, I'm going to give $1,000 of my tithe that I haven't been giving. I'm going to give it today to help keep this network on the air, that there may be meat in mine house. Prove me now, he said. Prove me. Can you imagine God saying, prove me, though, that the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive.
Amen.
More than enough.
I want you to call me right now. The number, we're going to leave that number on the screen if you
Amen.
Would. And it's your legacy.
That's right.
That $1,000 legacy offering is so important right
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
I'm just believing God. I believe we could have 1,000 people today.
Can I say something? Oh, just
you can
tap
always
on
say
that.
Something.
All right. Monticello and I was talking in the office. I said, we got to plug the holes.
Yeah.
The holes are devour. You know how the spirit of devour comes? It comes because of people not honoring God.
Mm.
And the word of God tells us if we honor the Lord in our tithe and in the offering, God can't honor a thief. If you're a thief, you need to repent. Mm. And the truth is, we need to repent for anything that we have misspent and changed. And so Sunday, whenever I was ministering, the Holy Spirit told me to repent for Morningside. Mm. If there's anything, Lord, that we have misplaced or
That's
misspent,
right.
God,
right.
we repent in the name
in the
of
name
Jesus.
Jesus.
And we did that on the network, mm-hmm. and we told the people that we're going to repent for Morningside. And I'm not doing it for just the church. I'm doing it for the people that live here and the people in the community and the people that are coming here. I'm asking God for a total slate clean to start all over and saying, God, we repent for anything. Whatever it is in the past, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We want to start from today, and we want to be tithers to honor God. Because when we honor God, God can honor us.
Yeah.
And I'm all about honor. And I tell you what, the tithe is a sacred thing to me. I believe that God will speak to people's heart and show them, because I'm living proof of the miracles that God does.
Really
and I tell you what, only God can do the things that he does in our lives if we honor God.
Yes.
And as we honor God, God would plug the holes and there'll be money come back. I was telling her on the way in this morning, I said, you know, the last time I was writing a check and I told the Lord, I said, God, I need to pay this bill, but I don't have enough money to pay it. I need a miracle. And the Holy Spirit convicted me to pray in a prayer of repentance, and I did. And I asked God to forgive me if I spent money that I shouldn't have spent. And that week, I'm telling you, I was walking through Walmart. People was chasing me down that owed me money that I hadn't seen in 10 and 15
Amen.
Years and said, hey, Pastor Joe, I need to get
Lord.
This back to you. And it was more than enough. And
Thank
I'm telling you
Father,
what, that's the way God works.
It.
And this honor, and it says, prove me now herewith. I'm telling you, there's a proving that God wants to prove.
Yes.
So it builds your faith to understand that God is the one that's taking care of us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Only
Amen.
God.
Have you ever given $1,000 before? I mean, like at a one
A few
gift?
Times.
Amen.
Blessings happen somehow.
Absolutely.
At Heritage, we built a studio which reached millions of people for Christ. You think, well, that studio's gone. Well, it's not gone. It's being used for something
that's
else.
That's right.
But
Amen.
God honors that offering.
Yes, he does.
And that those people gave $1,000 for was one of the first times in history people gave $1,000.
And you know, I believe they need to honor and they need to write their seed on there. Because God says he is not mocked at whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap.
Yeah.
And we're given to cancel the debt here. But we need to cancel the debt in the homes. Those families, those people that are given that $1,000, they can write a seed offering
Amen.
And give a seed offering, and God would cancel their debt because they're helping us cancel our debt.
Amen.
I wish I would have brought a book that I wrote right after that special times. We built a studio, and people gave $1,000 gifts.
Wow.
And you know, they would write me back immediately. I sold property that I had on the...
Yes, yes.
I had it for sale for years. I sold it when I sowed that seed.
That's it. That's the key right there.
Given it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
It goes back to that prove me now.
Prove me offering.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Bring it in. And can you imagine God saying, prove me?
Wow. He just wants to show off.
He does.
Yes. And we need to in these last days. These are perilous times.
Yes, yes.
And we've got to keep this voice of the prophets
Amen.
On the air. And there's got to be somebody out there that says, I care
Amen.
About this
Amen.
Voice of
Amen.
The prophets. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Call me right now, 1-888-988-1588. I'm going to go to Rick Renner's message right now. Mondo, he was here with us yesterday, and he's one of the great authors, writers, preachers.
Teachers.
He's preaching all over the world. He's
Incredible.
A missionary. He's in Russia. He preaches all over the world. He's one of the greatest voices in the world.
Thank you.
And he's on this network
he is.
Twice a day. Let me roll this special voice of one of our great prophets today, Rick Renner.
Mm-hmm. Hey, my name is Rick Renner, and I have a TV program that is on Voice of the Prophets channel, which airs every day, Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock and 5 o'clock. And I want to tell you something. This ministry really underwrites my program on their channel, and I'm so thankful. But what I want to tell you right now is it takes really big money to produce, to develop, and maintain a channel that's taking teaching of the Bible to the ends of the earth. I know that because I have a satellite network. And every single day, it takes faith for us to wake up. It takes faith for us to pay the bills. And guess what? We're not doing it for us. We're doing it for the people who need trusted teaching from the Bible. You know, you can have a car, but if you don't put fuel in the tank, the car can't go anywhere. And very often people have a dream, they even build an organization, but they don't have the resources they need to get where they need to go. Well, this channel and this ministry is really well-defined, it's well-organized, that when you're a partner with this ministry, you begin to put fuel in the tank. It is so powerful. And when you're called a partner, that's not just a word that's thrown around. You really are a partner in this work of God. And there's a promise God makes to you, makes many promises to you, but I want to refer you to the Great Commission. Jesus said, go into all the world, teach all nations. But when you come to the last verse in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus says, and behold, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. That word behold is a Greek word. You know, Greek is what I do. It's a Greek word which means wow. And the reason Jesus used that word, behold, is because he was injecting into his statement how he felt about what he was about to say. It's the equivalent of saying, ay, 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 wow, 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 listen to what I'm about to tell you. And it's also a conditional promise, which means Jesus was saying, if you go, or if you do what you can to help others go, and that's what partners do, behold, wow, will my presence ever be with you? And it is a divine promise that when you go with the gospel, or if you help others to go, because it's the same thing, Jesus says, wow, watch, will I ever show up in your life? And it's a promise that works until the end of the age. It worked in the beginning, it works now. So if you go with the gospel like missionaries, or if you knock on a door, or if you write a check or make a contribution to make sure the message goes, it is the guarantee that God's power is going to show up in some special way in your life. So if you're needing a move of God in your life, if you want to really experience the power of God in your life, get online and make a gift right now. Because if you go or help others to go, Jesus says, wow, 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 it is astonishing how my power will show up in your life. Jesus loves people. He wants people to know the truth, and that's what this channel and that's what this ministry is all about. Hey, Denise and I, Jim and Lori, they're not doing all this for themselves. It would be much easier for them to do something else, but they're staying out front, they're staying on the edge, they're giving everything they've got because of you and because of people like you. And just remember, everybody doesn't have available to them what you have so accessible to you. There are people out there who are literally saying, God, please send me a voice. Send me someone that I can trust. They're sitting in darkness, just grasping for answers. And bam, this channel comes. This ministry comes and provides what they needed as living water. And you helped it to get to them. That's what partners do. That's what givers do. And because of that, Jesus said, okay, now watch what I'm going to do. Wow, my presence is really going to show up in your life. That is God's promise to anyone who goes or anyone who gives to help others to go. And so that is God's guarantee to you. So do everything you can to give now, to give regularly. It is the guarantee that you'll have the dynamic presence of Jesus manifest in your life.
Rick Renner.
What I love about
one of the
Rick,
great missionary preachers, teachers
Rick,
of the world.
Well, he's one of the greatest teachers ever. What I love about Rick, I learned so much from him. I watch him all the time. And the thing is, he goes to the Greek. He actually goes to the original. So he's teaching you exactly what God is saying and the original.
He's on the Prophet's Network.
Yes, Monday through Friday.
Twice a day.
Mm-hmm. I love
Monday
it.
Through Friday.
So I want you to keep this network going. I want to thank you that are calling.
Yes.
Calls are coming in. Yeah, I appreciate it so much.
Woo! Yeah. Amen.
We just had a call for $2,500.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Amen.
Wow. Thank you so much for that call.
Yeah.
And I appreciate, and we've had a lot of people calling in at different amounts.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so you can give any amount.
Right. Yes.
Any amount will go to make this miracle take place. You can give $50. You can give $100.
Amen.
But let this offering, this special $1,000, this,
you know,
we
call
like it a
legacy.
You know,
I felt like when I woke up this morning, somebody was going to give $10,000 gift. And,
yes.
I believe that it was from a sale of a piece of property that God gave them. It's really a tithe from
yes.
the sale of mm-hmm. a property. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking to them, whoever they are, they're watching right now, I'm sure, because that's the way the Holy Spirit works. But they have a $10,000 gift, mm-hmm. a tithe, to send to this ministry to help keep us on the air.
Mm. Call right now, please. 1-888-988-1588. That's
Amen.
A toll-free number. And let's stand together. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
You know what's so unusual? You may find in the book of Luke, you find what we're doing right now almost 2,000 years ago mm-hmm. because Jesus was preparing for 30 years for his ministry to really be taken all over the world along with his disciples. There's two ladies in the book of Luke chapter 8 that it talks about that. This is so amazing because there's someone by the name of Susanna watching right now and another one named Joanna. And this is two biblical names. And the Bible talks about Joanna and Susanna and other women that surrounded Jesus and the disciples. This is what the scripture says. This women used their own money, meaning their own resource to help. That means to support Jesus and his disciples
wow.
to be able to preach the gospel around
right.
the world.
Right.
If you don't believe that giving is scriptural, all you have to do is go back to the book of Luke and mm-hmm. realize that it takes two women. Can you imagine two
women
and others joined
they
in
were
and said, Jesus,
care.
You have delivered me.
Mm-hmm.
You have
right.
restored me. You have been able to really let me understand how to battle through the possession of demons that were battling in my mind.
Right.
I want you to know something, that when you partner with Jesus, when you give into Jesus' ministry, when you give to be able to preach the gospel, three things take place. One, He will deliver you.
Yeah.
It is so important to understand that when you give your heart to Jesus and you give unto the ministry of Jesus, He will deliver you. The second thing that will take place in your life, obedience begins to start getting in order in your life. And number three, you want to find a way to give back.
Yes.
I want to tell you something. In this ministry right now, the Voice of the Prophets Network, three things are happening to you right now. You are being delivered. Number one.
Yes.
Number two, you're being obedient. And number three, when you're calling, you're giving back to what God did for you in your life. I believe this is the year that God is going to restore you the way He restored Joanna in the Bible, the way He delivered Susanna in the Bible and other women. And all they wanted to do was say, what can I do to help you fulfill your commission, Jesus? Wow. You heard Pastor Rick Renner talked about the Great Commission.
That's right.
It takes finances. It took Jesus to be financed by people that were delivered, were obedient, and wanted to give back. This is the key. This is something that we never talk about. But when you give, don't expect anything in return.
You know, we're on right now the Voice of the Prophets with a special broadcast. And we're originating live.
Right.
So you watching live this morning, you're seeing this live. We're here. We didn't do a regular Jim Baker show today.
Right.
We came here just to do this, to talk to you, to say, please help us. And some of you that have been watching the Voice of the Prophets, it's new. And some of you have been watching. It's all day long, all night long. There's programs that are some of the great prophets that you just don't hear every place else. And that network is growing.
Yes.
This network's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Absolutely.
And it's going to spread out. But just like everything, the devil tries to kill it at its birth.
Right.
Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Look at what we're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking to the world.
That's right. Yeah.
You're bringing the most important messages of the end time, and there's nobody else doing that.
That's right.
I mean, nobody's really bringing it out like you are.
I hear that all the time, Pastor.
And most people are getting Christian television from Christian television, which is good because I helped start Christian television. But right now, we're on this network you're watching right now, the Voice of the Prophet, is on all commercial networking.
Wow. Wow.
And it's on in New York. It's on in Detroit. Yeah, it's on in
only God.
Palm Springs.
You know, if 20 years ago somebody told you you'd be doing this, would you believe that?
No, and I'm live right now.
Yes,
you know, and I'm liable to do more live television
only
after
God.
This. Yeah. I love live television.
Get ready.
God had a plan.
I was brought up in live television.
You're a Joseph.
But I want
all
people who watch the network, and you can watch all the different prophets.
Yes.
Nowhere on earth is there a network like this.
Mark Biltz, Derek and Sharon Gilbert, Daniel and Amber Pierce, Dr. Candace Smith and Mensch. I mean, we got so many great. Dr. Robert Jeffress, one of the great pastors of America. One of my favorites, Donna Howe, Allie Henson, Nita Horn.
Almost all
right
the time
now.
Horn Network is on our
Sky Watch TV, Dave Robbins, End of the Age, Robert Henderson, The Courts of Heaven, Voice of the Prophets Network, Billy and Shelly Brim, Prophetic Witnesses. Mm. One of the historic voices is got to be Billy Brim, helping us understand the move of God. We have Richard Pearson, Prophecy USA, From Israel to the Nations, Archbishop Dominika Bierman. Listen, we are having things happen right now, and we want to do is get you the news at this hour. Let me give you one headline that they're not talking about. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has publicly stated that he believes that it's likely that there will be multiple famines in 2023.
Wow.
And I want to tell you that all the prophets that are on this network are talking about this. What do we do? Where do we go from here? And that's why I believe, and many believe, that your voice, Dad, that the Voice of the Prophets Network is so important to what's happening right now so we don't get caught unaware for 2023. And you're warning people to get prepared. You're warning people to get their water. There's a report out. Where will you get your fresh water from?
Come on.
Right. And we provide solutions.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Amen.
First of all, you have to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. If you already know him, you have to stay strong in him.
Yes.
Don't be waved by things.
Come on.
Stay steady. Stay strong. Get stronger. You watch the voice of the prophets. You'll get fed. We have practical solutions for you. We've offered on the Jim Baker Show all the time. We have the Seychelles Water Filtration.
Well, why don't you let them order that water right now? Because you have the six of the super bottles.
Yes, these are six of the Extreme, the amazing Extreme water bottle technology. That's six for a donation of $185 to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling. And these are the filtration systems that have been brought to us over 10 years ago for us to offer clean drinking water to our audience.
Right.
There's places in America right now that are without drinking water.
Like Mississippi.
Right.
They've been going through horrible. Yes.
And they could take that water and purify it through this bottle.
Right.
Right.
And that is what is so
How many gallons does one of them do?
Yes, it filters 150 gallons of water per filter. So 150 gallons with every filter.
Can you imagine 150 gallons?
Just to think that you could have clean water. When you see the reports and they say, we can't even brush our teeth. We can't even give our babies. You can't put the formula together.
They was talking about the kids going to school and couldn't drink out
of
the water fountain.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Take a bottle to school with you.
That's right.
You
know?
Yeah. They could drink out of mud puddles and purify it with that
We've
water.
We've done it all over the world.
Pastor Joe, you're the pastor of the church here. And you're doing an amazing job.
Yes.
Every Sunday, the auditorium is packed here with people coming to church.
Thank you.
We love our church. And when people move here, they have a church here. They have the shows. They come to see these shows live on a regular basis.
It's exciting. It's like going on vacation all the time.
And, you know, Branson is an unusual place to live.
Man.
And I'm encouraging people watching today that know they need to get out of where they are.
Yes.
That think about coming to
come to Blue Eye.
We're outside of Branson, about 30 minutes.
You know, this is a retirement area. People need to retire and come to Blue Eye. I'm telling you, this is the place.
We have
come to Morningside.
But we have just for pure entertainment, we have more theater seats than they do at Broadway.
Yeah.
In Branson.
Okay. And, you know,
and we have a Christian theater here.
Sight and Sound.
That cost $90 million to build.
Right.
Oh, my.
And has all the greatest. I mean, Jesus is
playing
right now.
Which, so you can go see
they say it's packed.
Twice.
It's sold out.
Yeah.
Sold out almost every day.
It is the most incredible theater that I've ever seen in my life.
And it emphasizes Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, man. I mean, when they got through, nobody left.
Right.
Everybody stood around, and they were looking. I mean, you could have given an altar call.
Absolutely.
Well, they do. They pray for people down front.
Do.
But I'm
they
telling
you
what, there was an anointing on that service.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood there, and I looked around, and people were not moving. They were just sitting there like, is there more?
Is there more? I shouldn't take the time to, but maybe one day this week you can come back, and we can talk about what's going on. Where when you move here, what is here?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what.
Land and value around
After
here.
After I read the news, I'm glad I'm here.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
I'm glad I'm not where they're killing in the streets.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, because it's important.
Mm-hmm.
But Pastor Joe, you, I know, believe in partnering.
Yes, I do.
And we need people to stand with us today.
Amen.
And we're ready to leave the air today. But this was a special broadcast appealing to those on the network for the first time, just the network.
Yes.
We're only on the Voice of the Prophets while we're putting this out live. We may play it somewhere else later on, but right now we're putting this out live on the Voice of the Prophets network.
You know, when people come here and they get settled in, I was looking back on my calendar. We had 72 major events last year just in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and that's not counting any of the shows. There's shows almost daily here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's always something to do. We could tie people down so much here, they don't get to Branson.
But the truth is,
we want them to go to Branson and see the shows and be involved in all the things around here. But I'm telling you what, this is a family center, and it's a safe center.
Absolutely.
People can move here. They can unplug, and they can just enjoy the presence of God. And I tell you what, it's a 24/7 just letting God move and have his way in their lives. And I tell you, we have people get saved, filled, healed, set free, delivered. I'm telling you, it is amazing what God is doing.
It really is. And there's so much land here. People build homes here.
Yes.
This is not just a building with condos here. But, you know, before my mom passed away, she literally passed away almost a year ago. But before she passed, she had built herself her home.
Yes.
And lived there for a few months. And I'm telling you, right after she passed, that home sold within a day. Immediately.
The first day it was put on the market.
It was just gone. But I'm telling, because she built such a beautiful
home. It's a beautiful house.
And so there's so many people building homes here on this property. And there's apartments here. Right. And there's townhomes here. And there's condos here. And so there's so much. We haven't even tapped into it yet.
Right.
It is so exciting what God is doing.
Yes. Amen.
And for us to come together in unity and in one accord, it's like the early church. And it's like everybody needs to get involved. Yes. And what you were talking about, having, we have that land up there where people can farm and have plot, you know, help everybody plant seeds, help get together. You share with each other what you have, like the early church.
Amen. Yes.
I'm having to close now, but I want everyone today that has watched this live broadcast, we just came to sit with you, to tell you the need. And we honestly, and I don't like to say this, but this network will have to go off the air if we don't get our bill caught up. We have to pay the bills today. And so I'm believe God for a miracle.
Yes.
Yes.
So do that legacy gift if you can.
Amen.
I'm believing God today for $1 million.
Amen. We need a $1,000 gift.
To keep the wolf away from the door.
Yes. Amen. If we had 4,000 people give $1,000, we'd have our $4 million.
Yes.
And that would get us above and beyond where we're at. We need to move ahead. Yes. We don't need to move backwards. I'm all about let's plug the hole, I'm believing that God's going to cancel the debt.
Can we sing a little bit of that? I went to the enemy's camp because the enemy stole from us.
Yeah.
He stole.
Yeah, he sure did.
They came. They beat us back. They took our millions of dollars from our income, took the money from our bank accounts, millions of dollars. Mm. You know that, Nanak, because you had to put up with it. And they sued us. We had to pay lawyers. And it set us back. And 2 years ago when we started this network, our bills were probably paid at that time.
Yes, we were current.
Current. Everything
time to get
was
current
paid.
Again. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
And
yeah.
But they stole from us. And they took our means of income from us.
We were one of the first people before we knew what cancel culture was. And we were all of a sudden they tried to cancel us.
Right.
And they're and they're doing that to all the spiritual and religious voices.
If you could flip back the chart and look at all the things that the devil's done. I mean, COVID. You know, the stroke, the heart attack. I'm going to tell you.
And we've been through all of that.
Battlefield.
And we've got to take back.
Come on. Amen.
And you that love God need to say, I'm going to stand with you, Jim.
Amen.
If you can't give the $1,000, say, Jim, I'll do $100.
Right.
Yeah. I'll do $50. I'll do something.
Yes.
But we're going to take back what the devil has stolen and keep this network on the air. This is a telethon.
Yes, yes.
Telethons are to raise funds, and we're to raise funds for this ministry.
Yeah. Amen.
And Sue, sing a little bit of our going to the enemy's camp and take back what he stole from me.
Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Well, I took back what he stole from me and I took back what he stole from me. Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Yes, he's under my feet. Satan, come on now. He's under my feet. Sing it with me. Come on. Well, I went to the enemy's camp. took back what he stole from me. You know I took back what he stole from me. And I took back what he stole from me. Well, I went to the enemy's camp. And I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet, yes, he's under my feet. He's under my feet, come on! He's under my feet, he's under my feet, yes, he's under my feet. Yes, come on! Amen! Woo, yes!
I think people need to get out. Woo! You know, when the devil used to come after me at Heritage, because, oh my God, we'd have fights because the devil threatened me.
Yeah.
And I would put a pulpit right in the middle of the audience, and I'd go out and preach. And I'd take back.
Come on! Not give an inch. Not give an inch.
And we won. We won. We won every battle.
Yes. Yes, amen.
I'll tell you what, greater is he that's in me. They put me in prison, but God just used it as my Bible college.
Amen.
Amen.
I studied the word.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the enemy took $1 billion ministry from me. A billion.
Wow.
That's what it was worth.
It's time to take it back.
Man, if we got that back, we'd be in good shape.
Only God.
But the voice of the Prophets Network must stay on the air.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
So call us right now at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website, jimbakershow.com. Now is the time,
yes,
like never before. The time, it's going to get a little darker.
Amen. Yes.
It just, you need to be prepared. Get prepared spiritually. Yes. Watch Voice of the Prophets. Be a partner. It's going to get a little scary for people. But know Jesus as your
Amen.
Personal Lord and Savior.
Yes,
we have
yes,
all kinds
yes.
of products to help you be prepared practically as well.
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you what. The pledges are coming
yes,
in.
Yes.
And on our next broadcast with the telethon, we'll be able to bring you more up to date. And I want to thank all of you for
yes.
calling today. Let's keep this on the air. The
yes.
voice of the Prophets
yes.
Network.
Amen.
It's needed now like never, ever
yes.
before. Remember that God yes. loves you.
Yes.
He really does.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Call us. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.